Clay, where do you think this defense is at this point a week in the camp?
I don't even know how to use that thing.
No, I know. It's freaking out.
It's a gimbal. It's supposed to, yeah. Where do I think we are? Well, we got a ways to go. Maybe just.
I'm gonna shit.
No, we got. You know, we're only a week in. You know, obviously, we're still installing the playbook. I think we've got a few more installs. Obviously, in hopes of having it all in by probably family night here. But we feel good about where we're at. Guys flying around. Obviously, there's, you know, things we need to pick up, as you would expect from starting up a new season. But we feel good, you know, as we do every year, about where we're at. So, you know, guys are healthy. You know, we're looking good. It's just about kind of getting back into the rhythm of football and cleaning things up. And ultimately, I think, you know, we got a pretty good defense.
Clay, is there anybody, any of the young guys or the veterans, that have impressed you in the first couple days of camp?
Yeah, they all look great out there. You know, it's hard to tell, you know, just with the limited number of practices we've had thus far. And I think the biggest, you know, judge of, you know, character, whatever you'd like to call it, is probably going to be those preseason games just right off the bat, getting against opponents other than our offense. But, you know, I think the rookies, for the most part, are just trying to get caught up on the defense, get in there, make their plays, and just be accountable with knowing the defense. I know, as I had said, I think last week, that's probably the biggest responsibility for rookies, is just knowing the defense and being accountable.
How big is that first benchmark of family night, kind of getting under the lights for the first time for those rookies?
I think it's an awesome opportunity. You know, anytime we can go out there and sell, you know, 70,000+ tickets just for a practice, really. And we kind of took away the scrimmage mentality a few years ago. But, you know, for them to kind of get under the lights, get used to this new time, you know, of day in which we're practicing, and just kind of get a feel for it. You know, especially some of these guys come from smaller schools. So I think it'll be a good, it'll be a fun night for everyone, fans included, and for the rookies. And then obviously we'll kick it off on Thursday and start gearing towards the season.
That's the defense.
He's asking a question.
As an established pass rusher guy, does one-on-one matter to you, and are you trying to do things?
Yeah, well, you know, I think what I hope for, you know, most people, especially as you get up there too, is, you know, specifically with the one-on-ones, you know, you're trying new things, because, you know, obviously during, you know, I think you can take more away from team drills, you know, when there's 10 other guys on the field. But, you know, for the most part, I think you're always trying to get something new out of it, whatever it may be. So, you know, for me at this point, especially working against Dave and Brian, you know, it's trying new stuff. It's never becoming stagnant. And even at year 9, I feel like there's still a lot of things that, you know, we're just scratching the surface of. So, but it's just another period of competition, which I think brings out the best in everybody.
How about having two guys like that to go against on a daily basis?
Yeah, I mean, they're tremendous athletes. You know, I think that's ultimately what sticks out, rather than saying tremendous tackles. I think they're athletes first and foremost. You know, Dave has really come into his own, especially this past year, being rewarded with the new contract and really backing it up, you know, with his play. Brian has just been a, you know, model of consistency out there on the right tackle, where a lot of, you know, right tackles don't get a lot of love. So no matter which side we're playing against, we definitely get some good work, you know, against those ones, so to speak. So tremendous, tremendous players, and, Nick and I are definitely benefiting from playing against them.
Have you noticed any difference in the way the defense operates with the safeties working as an inside linebacker? Does that matter? Really slide out and affect you at all?
Well, I don't know if that affects us, you know, my position or anyone really on the defense so much. I think it's just the fact that we have that versatility to bring guys like Morgan and, you know, guys into the box who can play that linebacker hybrid role, which just allows us to have more DBs on the field with where this league is going. So, you know, Morgan has proven himself to be able to play in the box, you know, kind of withstand the rigors of 300+ offensive pound linemen coming at him, and at the same time playing coverage. So I think it just gives us another personnel that we can match up against when teams are spreading us out and trying to take advantage of mismatches against, you know, linebackers per se. So I think it's a good personnel, and one that we'll probably lean on.
You're used to roster turnover, but, you know, you go in the locker room and you got Ricky over there in the defensive line, Devon and his experience with the younger guys in the corners, Jari with the offensive line, did they do a pretty good job of bringing back some experience to those different parts of the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at those guys in particular. I mean, Rick came in, I think, in 09 when I was drafted. You know, Jari's been an amazing guard for New Orleans. Playing against him was always difficult. And bringing House back, being a little seasoned, obviously being here for 4 or 5 years and then going out to Jacksonville, just having more perspective. So, you know, we'll see how that translates. But for the most part, I think we did a good job of picking up guys who we think can contribute rather than just getting guys just to, you know, fulfill that free agency needs. So, you know, we expect House, Jari, and, you know, Ricky to contribute, even more so than being, you know, kind of those free agents who have experience. But I think they can, you know, young guys can lean on that. Guys who have been in the organization can get those, you know, can get that experience from them.
Clay, Scott McCurley was saying that some of the things Josh Jones is able to do in the box.
I'm sorry, Josh?
Scott McCurley was saying that some of those things that Josh Jones is able to do in the box as an inside linebacker reminds me of when you were there with the speed, athleticism. Mm-hmm. Have you given him any pointers from your time at inside linebackers? He's kind of transitioning to that?
No, I really haven't. I just learned on the run, and I'm sure he is as well. But the fact that he, you know, him and Morgan kind of in the same boat, big physical, athletic type bodies who can play in the box. And obviously he's still got a lot to learn, as I did as well. It's kind of trial by fire out there. But the fact is, you know, he can make tackles. He can come up and hit and play in coverage as well. I think that's, you know, kind of what you see these personnels going towards. It's just matching up guys as opposed to, you know, I guess mismatches. So it seems like what we're doing, we're just getting more athletic guys who can kind of stay in the box and make plays, not only in the pass game, but in the run as well. So, you know, he's coming along. He's definitely impressing throughout these first couple practices in camp, and hopefully he'll continue to as this preseason rolls on.
Clay, what can you do to help Vince, you know, even though he's not out on the field? Is there anything you can do to kind of...
I can massage his feet. Vince does a great job. Just you can kind of tell from day one when he arrives, just the way he handled his business and everything. But he's been very studious in the classroom as far as, you know, asking questions, picking our brains, and just making sure he's ready when he gets to play. It's obviously difficult when you're a rookie because, you know, automatically behind the eight ball and that, you know, he has no experience to date. But he'll get his opportunity whenever that is, whenever he comes back healthy. But, you know, as I talked about last week, I think the biggest thing for him is just – you know, knowing that defense, so when he comes in, it's not a, you know, we're bringing him along again. So hopefully that's the case, but he is doing a great job of, you know, staying attentive, going through the walkthroughs that we have in the crick, and making sure he's getting his reps, if not physically, mentally.